The Guardian.
I think it was a strange, I don't know if it was difficult so much as strange, to know that something so horrific had happened, literally in our own, not backyard, in our own presence. It wasn't our child, so it didn't affect us. It just gave us lots to talk about. It was only until we had a chance to come into Kate and Jerry's presence that we started to be affected by it, because their grief became our grief. Kate and Jerry would come to our services, our midweek services, because they were in English. At those points, we were able to be intimate, quiet with them, and then they sort of let us into their grief a bit. Madeline became much less somebody in the newspapers, but rather she became our sister. Mm-hmm. And she still is, and we pray for her that way. Mm-hmm. And we pray that she'll come home that way. She would pray for our sister Madeline to come home. And that's shared by the Roman Catholics. They call her sister as well. And at first it was an affront. You know, how could this happen in this beautiful little place? And a sense of outrage. But that's fairly superficial. That's sort of, somebody's annoyed me by doing something wrong. After that, it became, there's something we need to help, we need to fix here. There's someone who's hurting, and we need to love them back into wholeness and pray for her to come home. Mm-hmm. That was a much bigger step and a much more important step.
Yeah. And, I mean, as you say, there was this horrific crime. There was also kind of intense media interest. I remember standing outside and counting 36 yeah. cameras, something like that. I mean, it was an extraordinary storm that you found yourself at the centre of.
Well, I saw Heather Mills McCartney, or whatever her name is, standing on the steps of the High Court the other day with all those cameras, and I thought, it's nothing, I've seen worse than that. It was just slightly surreal. It's just a bit silly. In silly in a way that they were pursuing something without keeping in mind the focus of the exercise, which was to find a little girl. And over again, we all had to say, and still have to say, that the point of this exercise is not special interest or background, or isn't it an interesting story, but rather there's a little girl missing. That's the only thing that matters. And we need to pray for her and welcome her home.
I think the McCanns themselves saw it as a sort of necessary evil, unfortunately.
That's right. And they know that, and they coped with it and showed us all how strong they were through it, allowing that utter invasion of every moment of their public presence in order to focus on continuing to look for their daughter. I don't think people were necessarily put out by it. The cameras were flashing about, and people got their 2 minutes of, me included, we all got our 2 minutes of fame and kind of preened our feathers or not. But I think people would be hard pressed to say that it was a real imposition, and what an awful thing. Because, I mean, it's pretty small in comparison to what the pain of Kate and Jerry are going through. So, I mean, Pride of Luge, apparently the economy was hit slightly, and as it would have, we've got small children, we wouldn't have come here. If we'd been booked, if we were thinking about a holiday last summer, Pride of Luge would have been stricken off the list just because of, even though it wasn't rational, it would still be, we wouldn't have come. But I suspect that's, I don't know, would a young couple in England, a young family in England, not come to Pride of Luge this year because of what happened last year? I don't know. You can see the tour buses driving past the house, and the tour guides are now using it as a tourist attraction. Kind of macabre, but it's true. I don't think Pride of Luge has suffered a grievous blow because of an evil that was perpetrated in our midst. Kate and Jerry have, but I don't think Pride of Luge has.
Yeah. And the church obviously became a focus for that as well. Do you notice day trippers, for want of a better word, curious people?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the church was on the front page of a lot of those pictures and a lot of the papers. But that's okay. I mean, this church became exactly what it is at this moment, a place of peace, a place of refuge, a place of sanctuary, a place of quiet. I mean, you know, when you opened those doors last summer, that when they went out, or when we went out, it was just chaos outside and it was calm inside. And if that's what this church is able to offer in this little community, then that's exactly what this building is supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the church had a chance to be what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And that was wonderful.
I mean, some of the most grotesque and upsetting reports about, you know, the innuendo about King Jerry centered around the church, actually, and I wondered if that had been something that had affected you, or you were all able just to put that out.
Oh, that was so silly. I mean, it got so silly and so surreal that once you get to know... Once we were privileged to know a couple who were grieving and angry and just determined to continue to look for their daughter, then the silliness of those stories, which after a while you just didn't bother listening, they just were too beyond the pale. And then you know where they were coming from. They were coming from sitting around late at night drinking beers and coffees and stuff up at the Estrella Deluge without anything to report on, so they just made it up. And they used my name, they used Father Zay's name, they used my wife's name, they used anybody's name they could think of who was remotely attached to this thing, and they just created stories out of nothing. So after a while, you don't take that sort of thing very seriously. I mean, it becomes very, very facile.
It's not personally upsetting to me to be...
No, because what's it, I mean, how could we take offense? How could any of us take offense at anything that's happening right now when Kate and Jerry and Sean and Emily are waiting for their sister and daughter to come home? I mean, everything else pales in comparison. I mean, there's just no... I mean, it would be pretty selfish of us to be annoyed that our convenience is being inconvenienced when their life has been shattered.
When you mentioned the sort of horrible evil that took place within the community, does that have an effect that you've detected, maybe increasing people's anxiety, watchfulness?
It did. I don't think it does. It did. I mean, Susan, my wife, was just saying the other day how safe she feels now. When we first came, we have three small children. It was really awful. I mean, I didn't feel it, but she did, and she would go to home bed every night crying and locking the doors and double locking the windows and all this stuff, and just really frightening. But people carry on, life carries on, so you can't hold that fear, that intensity, you just can't hold on to it, it's too hard, thank goodness. And she, and only to speak for her because I know her, she will let our children now run around, whereas 8 months ago, she wouldn't let them out of her sight.
Yeah.
I mean, your fear abates, mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Because nobody could live in that intensity. It was really, you were here. It was nasty.
Yeah.
Hard. I mean, I've said this many times, but when we would watch the news, and you see the helicopters fluttering around, and then you turn the news off, and you still hear the helicopters fluttering around, that was a very strange period when the news was, we were at the news. It wasn't edifying. It was important and necessary, but it wasn't right. Yeah. We shouldn't have been the news.
So. Just finally, I'm interested really as to whether this sort of event presumably might have the capacity to just bring the community together in shared concern and solidarity, really.
In a sacred level, in the presence of the community who meet here, both denominations, has been a tremendous chance and opportunity to grow together, to embrace Kate and Jerry, because they used to sit right there, to say, it doesn't matter which denomination you belong to, you are ours, and the Roman Catholics and the Anglicans have just loved them, it's brought us together very, very strongly, and to some degree led by my wife, because she speaks Portuguese probably better than most of the English people here. And she's sort of, in a way, the conduit between the two communities. It's been tremendous. We've done a lot more. I mean, these services every Friday night are joint services, so we have... It's been at that level, but that's much smaller than the level at which Pride Luge. I mean, Pride Luge doesn't come to church every Sunday morning. Some do. But for those who come, it's drawn us together.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.